In an ever-changing world, Conscious Co-Creation Productions presents A Voice of Truth, resonating a vibration of love and understanding, illuminating new paths for new directions as we, as one, strive for higher and higher planes of existence. Always remembering, life changes. This is radio like you have never felt before. Life Changes with Filippo. And now, your host, Filippo Voltaggio.
Thank you there, John. Wow, is it me, or does it seem like life is changing at every turn? I don't know if because of this show that we are all so focused here at Life Changes on the changes that we're going to talk about or the guests that we're going to have on that are going to talk about changes, that it just seems that there are even more and more changes. Or were they always there and we just didn't notice them or pay attention to them? So maybe it's a little bit of both or a lot of both, and we're putting attention on the changes. Like this week, so much changed. There's a new baby in the world, and lots of new babies, I'm sure, but one of our producers, Mark Skelton, his girlfriend had a baby, and that's so exciting, and we're so happy, and we're going to talk a little bit about that a little later. And then another one of our producers, John Snow, does these, are they spiritual walks or spiritual hikes or something like the meditation, gratitude hikes, and took us all on one, and boy, lots changed during that, and it was an incredible experience. And I guess I'm just looking at all these things a little differently, and I'm starting to take responsibility, actually, myself for some of the changes. Like, for example, for years, I have not used a Yellow Pages phone book. And I have complained for years that I don't use this. Why do I get this? And why are we cutting down trees just so that I have a phone book at my doorstep that I take and throw away? And then I remember calling the company and saying, this is wrong. And they said, well, you could recycle. Oh, and I left it at that. And I said, okay, thank you very much. But I didn't, because it was hard to recycle. You'd had to go to this certain place and it was miles away. And then finally, this year, not long ago, when three or four of these phone books were collecting at my door and I noticed all my neighbors, they'd collected at their doors too. And nobody was even picking them up, which I thought was pathetic, and myself included. But I wanted it there as a reminder that I need to take responsibility and I need to do something. And I remembered calling the first company finally and saying, I feel that you are using up my resources and those of the children being born today by cutting down trees and making these books that not everybody is using. And I don't want to stop you, I said, from doing business. And if you feel that people are using it, then please get in touch with the people that are using it. Make it, put a note out, stick a note on the door and say, if you want a phone book, as is their right, I guess, to have, then let us know and we'll deliver it to you. Because, let's see, where I live in the neighborhood, there are about 20 different residences, and only one of them actually seemed to not be at the doorstep 2 weeks later. Well, one of the phone books was actually picked up. And I thought, wow, that's, those are not good odds. And we're cutting down that many trees for those kinds of odds. It was interesting. This one particular company, the lady said, well, sir, they're not just your trees. They're our trees, too. And we have a right to cut them down and use them. I couldn't believe what she was saying. And I said, I think there's a bigger issue here. I said, if everybody was using them, then, what am I going to say, at least at this point in my life and the way I'm thinking of things? But if 19 people out of 20 are not, it clearly, to me, is an abuse. And so they said, I said, I'm going to go around the neighborhood and collect them all. And I'm going to put them in front of my door, and I gave her my address. And I said, I'd like for you to pick them up and give them to somebody who you think will use them. And I did, and they did, and what they did from there, I don't know. But I was taking responsibility, not just saying, oh, somebody should say something, or somebody should do something. And now there's something else that I think I should say or do, and I'm not really sure how to go about this, so I'm going to start with you all here on the phone. But not long from now, I mean, not too many months ago, I was using a particular telephone service for internet and phone, and that company had provided me a modem. And exactly a year and a couple days, the modem quit on me. Now, this is the kind of thing that just sits there in the room. Nobody ever touches it. It's just supposed to transmit this energy into my house, which is probably bad for me, and we'll talk about that someday. But it's just a modem. I mean, you just turn on your computer and it's supposed to just go. But for some reason, it's only made to last a year and a couple days or something. So I called the company, the phone company, and I said, my modem just gave out. And they said, okay, well, that'll cost you $129. But if you sign up for this service or that service, then you'll get it for $80. Well, I already had this service and that service, so technically it would only cost me $80 for a new modem. And I said, you know, it doesn't seem fair that this piece of equipment, which is not really used that much, should quit on me exactly a couple days after the warranty expires. And really, they don't cost you $80. And why do you need to make money off of that? I mean, it just didn't sound fair. And I said, I know that you could just send me the modem and then take $80 off of my bill. And to me, that sounded right. And she said, no, sir, we can't do that. And I said, well, then let me speak with the supervisor. And the supervisor informed me that they couldn't do that either. And I said, you know what? I know what's going to happen. I said, I'm going to cancel this service just on principle. And you know what's going to happen? You're going to send me something in the mail that says, we want to win you back. And you're going to give me a $100 credit to win me back. Well, how about keeping me in the first place? And they said, sir, that may happen, but we have no control over that. So guess what happened? Of course, they did send me that about a month later. But when I started to think about it, I was thinking kind of, shame on you. And I don't like using that word, so someday maybe I'll find another word. But you big company, it would have cost you close to nothing to just give me a modem to keep this customer happy. But instead what happened is you had to send somebody out, and it cost us all resources for you to move this man around in a truck with gasoline, et cetera, polluting the air, to have him come to my house to disconnect stuff and take the modems and all that back. Then I had to go and waste my time and resources to call another company and find another service and have them send a man in a truck over here to install all new wires and all that and new modems and all that stuff. And then I had to then the old company starts sending me things in the mail and a letter and then a we're sorry and then a this and let's get you back and $100. And I just received in the mail a $300 check if I will change companies to the original company and they want me back. You mean a lot to us. Well, that's just a bunch of bull, because you know what would have to happen now is I would have to have my new company come back and take the equipment back and have them send a truck and a man and then another truck and a man from the old company, which will now be my new company, and the new modems and new wiring in my house. And this is just ridiculous. I mean, am I right? Am I wrong? I mean, this is craziness, and it's all in the name of business, and we're making money, but at whose expense? I mean, you wasted days and days of my life arguing with me and having me have to find somebody else, somebody to write these cockamamie letters, and money that you want to give me that is meaningless because you could have saved all of this time and resources to begin with. And I'm not saying who the company is on purpose right now, but maybe we start should. Maybe we start should. Maybe we should. Maybe we should start. See, I'm so upset. There's got to be a meaning behind this, and I hope that somebody can help us find the meaning behind this, and that we could start talking about this so that maybe we don't go through this craziness anymore. And call it business or call it, well, that's just life, and say, hey, it's okay, you know, don't worry about it. Or, you know, maybe we start taking responsibility. And so that's part of life changes today. And so talking about the meaning of things, numerology. I've always been fascinated by numerology. Math was one of my favorite subjects. And it's interesting that our guest today is a numerology life coach. And he's also a Reiki master and a hypnotherapist and a past life regressionist who's guided thousands of people into creating and materializing their heart's desires. So he does this with numbers. And so we'll ask him what that means and how he gets to all of that. He also utilizes his special psychic expertise combined with the sacred art of numerology to unlock the map of the soul's true destiny. So he's known all over the world, and we're so happy that we get to have him here on the show. Please welcome Julian Michael to the show.
Hello, Filippo. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes.
It's so great to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you. It's great being here.
You know, I have to say, having you on the show shows you that my ego is not intact, because you have a much lower resonant voice than I do.
Yes, I do, and I can even go lower.
Well, I can go lower, too. But point is that I'm completely happy with you sounding so beautiful and resonant over the radio airwaves.
Well, thank you.
Maybe even more than I.
Okay.
And please don't read numbers into that.
No problem, but it's my birthday. But, you know, we won't go into
What's
that.
What's your birthday? Not today.
Uh-huh.
Today's your birthday?
No.
What's your birthday?
Threes. I'm August 21st, so 21s, threes have an opportunity of using their voice and knowing how to utilize communication as well as how to listen, because each number has its own meaning, as Pythagoras says, who is the father of not only mathematics but also numerology.
Right, so tell us about numerology. Where does this idea come from? Obviously from Pythagoras
right.
Uh-huh. Now, he was Greek?
He was Greek. He was an amazing philosopher and teacher. He was an amazing, also, musician.
Ah.
And he was around 550 B.C. He was one of the great minds of Greece at the time when all those other individuals came after him, like Plato and Aristotle, and they were all students of Pythagoras in regards to his philosophies.
Now, this is the guy with the Pythagorean theorem.
Exactly, which I failed in high school. And then 10 years later, here I am, a numerologist. That's the irony of life.
When you failed the Pythagorean theorem, or you failed...
I failed Pythagorean theorem. I failed math for that semester. And which was a challenge to me in regards to loving numbers, loving math. I got into physics, which is also chemicals and math and calculations, and I have degrees in psychology, which has to do also with calculations and experimental psychology. And also, I have a degree in education and also in film.
Wow. Okay. You know, back to the math, though.
And this is soul mathematics. Numerology is soul mathematics.
Soul mathematics.
It's soul mathematics. It has nothing to do with math as we know it. It's just, basically, it's a simple way of understanding the self. And it's easy, and it's just fascinating.
Okay, well, what I was going to say is, so you failed math, but maybe sometimes that's encouragement to some of us that fail at things that we really want to do, right?
Exactly, because, well, I didn't really know that I was going to be a numerologist, but I guess that came fortuitously in my life 30 years ago. You can say a book fell into my hands, and that book totally changed my life. But yes, sometimes the things that we fail, all of a sudden it creeps up on us years later.
Okay, so actually there's a lesson there right there, that we don't need to fret too much about failure.
No, not to worry about it. Just bless it and move on.
Mm-hmm.
Bless the mess.
Okay, so what did you learn about Bless the Mess? Is that yours, by the way? Because I'm going to use it. Bless the Mess. Okay, so now you you come from that background,
yes.
But what did you learn about it? Like, what does numerology mean? And everything is a number?
Everything in the universe is number. That number has a meaning. Our names have letters. Those letters correspond to numbers. Our birth dates are our special PIN numbers. We have PIN numbers to computers, to bank accounts. We have a PIN number to our soul's account. Month, day, and year, those three energies create the fourth energy. That is our sacred code to understanding our talents, opportunities, our lessons, our challenges, what's happening to you this year, this month, this particular day. It's all soul mathematics, which is a way of us understanding more of ourselves so we can be empowered with everything that's going on and realize that we are miracles.
No, I like that. I didn't expect you to say that.
Me neither.
Okay. So, all right. So, speaking of things I didn't expect you to say, like the last time we were together,
right.
I don't remember what we were talking about, but all of a sudden you took out pen and paper and
right.
you said, well, what's your birthday again? And you
uh-huh.
wrote it down and you said, oh, you're this, you're that. And it sounded like a lot of the astrological the things that I know about my life. And
right.
so when I asked you about that, you said, well, this has nothing to do with astrology, which I thought was interesting because they were what you were saying was related.
Well, there's many different ways of understanding self. There is astrology, there is tarot, there is all different means of these divine sciences, and numerology is one of them. I find numerology to be the simplest.
Okay. So when you do numerology, do you take a person's name or you mentioned the date, but do you also take a person's name?
Yeah, because the name at birth is your blueprint. And what it purports is your soul's and heart's desire, your personality, your destiny, as well as there are energies that you don't have. Everything in the system works from 1 through 9. The reason 1 through 9 is because there's 9 months to pregnancy, then the human being is born. After 9 comes 10, which is a 1. So if you have certain vibrations, you don't have those vibrations in your name, that tells me, and I'm just a person who understands this science, okay, these are things to work on. And as well as Pythagoras had his own mystery schools. So he taught about reincarnation. He taught about past lives. He taught about past, present, future is now. So in our names at birth, we have a whole blueprint of our evolution.
Wow. Now, what about people that change their names?
Changing the names is just how you want to project yourself onto the world and how the world sees you.
So you could affect your future by changing your name?
Totally.
Wow.
Yeah, because if you're adding letters which correspond to vibrations and those vibrations you don't have, so then it's like you're giving birth to yourself. You're giving birth to this meaning, to this consciousness, to this vibration, this energy. If you don't have this, it's like you're beginning with it, and it's better that you understand what you're going to go through.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about you, and you were saying you were a 3. Now, how
right.
did you get to that?
Well, my birthday is 8/21/54, so what you do is you add August 21st, 1954 is a 19. How do you get that? 8 is an 8, 21 is 213. Again, it's adding to the digit. 1954 is 1 and 9 is 10, 5, 4, 19. 1 and 9 is 10, which is a 1. So my code is 8 from August, 3 from 21, the 1 from 1954, the 8 and 3 is 11, 1 is 12 and 3. So my code is 8313.
Okay, so you said is 12, and then you take the 1 and the 2
is
12,
right.
And you add those up together and get 3.
Exactly.
Okay, and so that is your life path. So everybody who is a 3 then has the same life path?
No, because it also depends. Again, I have 6 threes in my name at birth. which means that my life is going to be about communication, telecommunications. It's going to be about creativity. It's also going to be not only about communication, but also how to listen and how to listen what is not being said.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And also the three have to do with writing, and it has to do with teaching, and it has to do with really understanding and knowing how to communicate and express yourself. So I have those threes in my birth date, which tells me, those are your opportunities and talents, Julian, as well as those are your challenges, as well as those are your lessons. Because the lesson and challenge of the three is talking too much.
And now our next guest,
who is not a three.
Oh, man, that's very funny. Well, we won't talk about me then.
No, we won't.
Just, okay.
So, but actually, you know, when I first met you, I had already been receiving your newsletters. By the way, we'll tell everybody how they can get on your email list and get your newsletters. I had been receiving your newsletters. I knew who you were, and I knew who you were to a lot of people, because a lot of people say, oh, Julian, and a lot of people talk about you. You know that, right?
Well, that's a blessing.
Okay, and they all do say good things. And so it was at an event where I was doing the healing, quote-unquote, and you came. I loved how you did this. There was a long line of people, and you jumped right in, and you sat down in the chair as if it was your turn. Because in a sense, you felt it was your turn.
It was my turn. Also, the fact that I was going to be speaking at that event.
Oh, I forgot.
So I didn't have that much time.
Okay. And then you sat in my chair, and I said, okay, what do you want to work on? And you said, no, you're the great Filippo. You tell me.
Exactly.
And you put me on the spot. And I thought, well, wait a minute, you're the great Julian. You tell me about me. And we had this little thing going at first.
Uh-huh. And then we exchanged.
And it was great.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Well, that's nice. Okay, so now, if someone doesn't get to meet you under those interesting circumstances, let's say somebody just comes to you, what's the first thing you do with them?
I shake their hand.
Okay.
And I say hello. And I used to just by the letters of your name, I already know about the person. And I used to do that with everything. With everyone. But I'm more relaxed now. I don't go into, like, all of a sudden figuring out and calculating within the first 30 seconds who I'm speaking to.
Like you don't go to the bank and say, should I work with this teller or this teller because their name is this or that? Or
it all depends.
Aha!
That's just a feeling.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You don't do their
number. No.
Okay.
All right. Unless they want it.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Or unless all of a sudden I find them... Their name's fascinating.
Oh, wow.
Like they're spelled differently or something.
Right.
I say, wow, what's that name mean? And if the person goes, I don't know, I said, well, it'd be good for you to know what your name means.
Absolutely.
Because in the Kabbalah, it says it's important not only for us to know what our name means, but also why we received that name and from whom.
Ah, okay, so actually I'm glad you said that, because what if your parents give you the wrong name? Is there such a thing?
Well, you can say that they can, but again, you understand your own evolution because you've been traveling with yourself from one life to another life.
Okay.
And what numerology is, it's a science, a language, a vibration of your evolution. So in actuality, you name yourself through your parents. And the challenge that you have is accepting yourself once you're here. That's the irony. It's pretty wild. You name yourself, and then all of a sudden you go, you know what? I don't like this name, but hey, hello, you named yourself.
Okay, wait a minute. So you're saying I like psychically told my parents.
Not psychically. It's a whole plan. There's in between lives. There's you connecting with your engineers and your planners, and there's a whole system that goes on for you to choose your parents choosing you before you're born, and the things that you're here to learn and the things that you're here to do, as well as what they're here to do with you. There's a whole system going on. It's not a throw of the dice and just random like that.
Okay, so I'm up there in this transition place saying, okay, you named me the wrong name, okay, that'll be fun. It'll be really funny or something. And then you beat me and make me do things I don't want to do, and that'll be really good for me. Is that what you're saying? And then we come down and experience it and say, I can't get mad at them because I told them to do this.
Well, you can say this, that it's all more than just them beating you. It's a whole karmic play. Maybe you beat them.
Oh, that's kind of, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Really interesting. In another life, you mean?
Possibly. And maybe for whatever reason, they're beating you, but, you know, you're a kid. You don't know any better. They're beating you. You go into your room, and they're beating you because of their philosophy, their old ways. You know, you've chosen a family with a certain paradigm of how they treat certain behaviors. So you go into your room, and you're isolated and you're alone, but you love books, you love to read, and then here you are becoming a doctor.
Wow. I like that.
I had a friend of mine who, matter of fact, I lived in Brazil for 8 years, and a friend of mine who's a doctor, he's a top doctor in Einstein Hospital in São Paulo, and he goes to me, you know, Julian, when I was a kid, I didn't have any fun. I said, yeah. Well, you didn't have any fun, because if you had fun, you wouldn't be a doctor. And he looked at me and goes, wow.
Wow.
That makes sense.
So those are actually blessings.
Everything is. Everything is a blessing. Everything is taking us on our experience, on our journey to who we are, to what we are. Our parents are our biggest challenges, as well as our parents and friends and associates around us. We travel from one life to another life with these people, but we interchange characters and personalities.
Mm. You know, I really feel that about our team here at Life Changes with Filippo. I really feel like we mother each other, or we father each other.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting.
Sure. And through the numerology, you can even find out what similarities you have with someone else just through the birth date, just those four energies. If any of those energies match someone else, there's a communion as well as a challenge with that person.
Wow. You know, that's really interesting, and we'll get to the numerology of birthdays in just a second here. But let me ask you about some numbers that seem to keep popping up.
Please.
1111.
Yes. 1111 is an energy, because 11 is the first key to mastery in numerology. We have master numbers, karmic numbers.
Okay.
The master numbers mean that this is a energy that comes up that's working on a certain frequency, higher than the other energies. Because 11 is 1 and 1 is 2, but it's a higher 2. So the 11 is known as the person who has the keys to the door of different experiences, connecting with different kinds of people, making a difference, as well as having different experiences in their life, and they're here to ruminate, meditate, and share that with the rest of the world.
Okay.
The 11 is known as the messenger of the gods.
Okay, so then what does it mean when you look at a clock every time it's 11:11, or it always seems like you catch it, or you see numbers on a license plate or something, and it's just,
right,
the 11s keep coming up?
I see it as, when you see that energy, it's asking you to look at yourself at that moment and ask yourself, okay, are you comfortable with yourself?
Hmm.
Are you comfortable with your message? Are you doing what you want to be doing? Also, if you are comfortable, it's saying, okay, good, we congratulate you. It's sort of like a message from spirit, from another universe, another realm, just sort of like saying, hi, how you doing? It's like you getting a phone call from another space, another place, and just kind of like putting you on the spot where you have to become aware and know if you're comfortable with yourself in that moment.
Wow. I jokingly have said to a couple of friends every time that seems to come up on an email that it is sent at 11:11 or something, I say, well, that means truth was spoken here.
Also that, sure.
Oh, okay.
Because you're also connecting with truth, because in that moment, it's your truth. It's your field of experiences and your hologram that you're creating and you're putting around you.
Okay.
And are you comfortable in that? Is that not only truthful for you, but do you feel free in that experience?
22
is double 11s. So where 11 is the messenger, the 22 is the architect, the planner, the organizer. The 22 is the one who collects all kinds of different experiences, intent, dreams from all their people and their team and their family, and they're the ones that make it happen. They're the ones that are the manifestators. They're the ones that are the master builders.
Wow.
Also, I found 22 has a very strong connection with extreme sensitivity, as well as they've had past lives with black and white magic.
Ah, interesting. You know, speaking of interesting, you have to promise to come back when we have our show on TV or when we can videotape you, because first of all, you dress very colorfully.
Thank you.
And everything you do is colorful. I mean, your hands are over here and they're doing this and that, and the audience can't see this, and they just got it. It's part of the magic of who Julian Michael is.
It could be one of my lives as a priest.
Okay. All right, well, we won't touch that one.
Not now.
Now, you have agreed to do something I think is really special. I told you earlier in the day how we had a special birth in the family.
Yes.
To one of our producers, mm-hmm. Mark Skelton, and mm-hmm. his beautiful lady, Courtney, can we say her name? Courtney Jersey. And so we told you that, and the first thing you said is, I love babies.
I love babies.
And so
yeah, sure.
With that, you offered to do some numerology on the baby's name mm-hmm. on the air, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. So please.
Well, the babies that are coming in today, especially at this time in this new quickening that's taking place, in the changes that are taking place, are not only the indigos, but they're also now violet and crystal. Children. What that means is they're running on another frequency. Their frequency is one where on another level within themselves, they're here to create a bridge as well as a grid of unconditional love on this planet.
Mm.
They have no prejudice. They are extremely sensitive as well as very revolutionary in their thinking, in their ways, because they're taking us on a journey to another space and place of how they feel, how they interact, and their dedication and passion to who they are and how they love.
You know, it's interesting, back to your point about making agreements. I had the privilege and honor of being in the operating room at the hospital after the baby was born.
Right.
And as I watched the mother holding this baby, the baby looked at each one of us that were there, and as if it recognized us, as mm-hmm. if he recognized us. Mm-hmm. We know the baby's a boy now.
So right.
As if he recognized us and yeah. smiled. And
uh-huh.
I thought, wow.
That's pretty wild.
There's something here.
Oh, yeah.
There's something here. So then now you're saying that this baby is a crystal or indigo.
Well, it's interesting that for whatever reason you asked me about the energies 11 and 22.
Right.
Okay. This child, Kingston Reed Skelton, was born 5/22/2009.
Oh, interesting.
Okay. And let's break it down.
2009 is 11.
Right. 5 is a 5, 22 is a 4, 2009 is 11.
You know, I hadn't put that together. That's really interesting.
Oh, yeah. There are no mistakes.
Interesting.
5, 22, and I like leaving the master numbers whole within that code. So you have 5/22, 2009, and this is the universal year that we're in now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting that the word light, L-I-G-H-T, is a, when you break it down, remember, all letters correspond to numbers. These numbers have meaning. Light comes out to a 29/11. So we're in a universal year of light, which is
wow.
which is asking us to understand what to be in the light is. In light with me. It's important that we become now more aware than ever of who we are, why we're here, and our true mission. which is sharing, which is also creating love, space for the children as well as other people to operate in, so we can take ourselves to other levels in technology and everything else.
Now, for those who don't know how to do this, L is, like, for example, A is 1, B is 2,
exactly.
Right? C is 3.
So you just break down the alphabet from A through Z.
Okay.
Right, where, like you said, A is a 1, where L is the 12th letter of the alphabet, so it would be 1 and 2 is 3.
Okay.
Right?
All right.
Okay. So back to Kingston.
Kingston.
Is a 5/22. 2009 is 11. When you add 5/22 and that 11, you get a 38/11/2.
Oh, wow.
So this child has three master numbers as well as change in regards to the 5. The 5, if you look at the 5, the 5 is all about its inverted C. It's also a 1, and then it's a 90-degree turn. The 5 represents the 5 senses, the 5 elements, but it represents a child that is very much in touch with their body, as well as this child will be traveling, as well as a child that will be open to speak to anyone and anybody, from children to adults, as well as they will have a certain sensitivity and wisdom within themselves, as well as this child will also love to organize and plan and break things down and start building them up, as well as this child will be extremely creative and sharing with others, very sensitive with each and every person that they meet, as well as teaching them and instructing the little kids how to do things, because they themselves come in with this ability and this knowledge and these talents already in how to be very peaceful, how to be the arbitrator, how to be also a person who is extremely diplomatic as well as a very good speaker. But there's also a shyness in this child, because the shyness comes from the name at birth. And if you take all the letters and you add them up, this child comes out to a 7. And the 7 is the energy of a person who goes very deep within themselves. They search their souls as well as they search the soul of life, because eventually what they become, they're the teachers of the mysteries of the universe.
Wow.
And what's interesting about Kingston, his first letter of his name, and the first letter of our names is known as the foundation letter. And the foundation letter is exactly what that means. Every vibration after that lies on this first letter. So if you look at the K, and the K is the 11th letter of the alphabet,
wow,
and it's a 1 with these legs, and it's moving forward, so extreme sensitivity as well as progressive thinking and moving forward, as well as, again, very kingly, very knightly. The I is known, and that's the first vowel of Kingston, and the I is known as the candle at the window of the soul.
Oh, wow.
But first, the I needs to understand old paradigms. So Kingston can go through some stuff not only within their parents, but also within the family and their way of thinking and their way of dealing with things. And Kingston is a little bit more progressive, so he's going to have to learn about patterns and paradigms and how to let go and surrender and move forward and not hold any kind of anger or stress or stuff against people. Because of his sensitivity, and it's very heightened, he's going to learn how to let go of this, move forward, and be that beacon, and be that candle at the window of the soul, which attracts all kinds of people, lesser developed, higher developed, because through who Kingston is, bringing them to their home, which is their hearts, empowering them in which way this child can, through its creativity, through its writing, through its speaking, through just being there, smiling in harmony and just feeling good about everyone and everything.
Wow.
I think we need to have Kingston on the show next week.
We can. We can. I love babies.
You love babies.
I speak four languages already.
Well, you know, actually, both
And it's interesting you say that because the five in your birth date represents someone who is here to embrace all languages, all cultures, all customs. They are poetic as well as they do have the gift of speaking other languages. What stops them from doing that sometimes is a laziness. Mm-hmm. But I feel that he will be traveling and picking up as well as the parents. I don't know if you speak another language, but he will want to.
This is so special to have a baby come into the world and have this kind of a welcome on international radio here from an international numerologist like yourself. What a really special moment. What a blessed child, and what a beautiful thing to do, and thank you for doing that for us.
And it's going to be interesting when Kingston talks, when he looks at you and says, I remember you from somewhere, someplace. You know, we were walking on a beach once. I think it was, I don't know, the place called Greece or something.
Well, he might be Pythagoras.
Possibly.
Okay.
Well, you know, everything is possible, especially my hologram.
In your world. Well, yes. Julian, speaking of your world, you have a picture of the world that is wonderful to read about, and I get to read about it in your newsletter, as do thousands of other people. Tell us how other people who are not aware of it can learn about your newsletter.
Well, my newsletter, which goes out to many people every month, and basically what it is a forecast of what that month represents and what's going to happen. In my last newsletter, which one can see on my website, julianmichael.net, julianmichael.net, I spoke about May. There's that five, about the changes, about the fact that it's important that we let go of old paradigm, bring in a new paradigm, a new way of thinking, a new way of feeling about ourselves and dealing with people. But also, I broke down the vibrations of swine flu, of A1N1, of pandemic, because words have their own meaning. So why not take the words and see what the words represent in that meaning in regards to everything talking about this particular disease and this pandemic that is sweeping the world, and why it's here and what's going on with ourselves and this. So each month, a different newsletter, different themes, whatever I feel is necessary for people to understand on a deeper, deeper, deeper level. Why? Because my name at birth comes out to a seven.
And so you're here to tell us all about that.
Just like Kingston.
Just like Kingston. That is really special. And just like me, I think, right?
I'm not sure. Do you have your chart somewhere?
You know, I kept it. I have
okay.
it. If I
All
remembered, right. I would have brought
okay.
it out.
That's okay.
In any event, this has been really special. So now people know how to get the newsletter. And
yes.
at the website, they could learn how to come see you. Or do you do this on the phone with them?
I do this on the phone. I do this over Skype. I do
you
this
do it in
on
a, box.
A camera.
Do it box.
I do it wherever, you know.
At the beach.
I've done it on the beach.
Okay. We're still talking about numerology.
I've also
okay, okay.
Not, I've done regressions on the beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it's interesting because the dolphins came in. And I use them as a source of empowering the experience that the woman was going through because she had problems with her mom.
Wow.
And she went back to when she was in the womb, and that's when the dolphins showed up.
Wow.
And it was perfect.
Wow.
Because a perfect metaphor of the dolphins showing the playfulness and the fact that this woman who almost was aborted, and because she went back to her embryo state, and she was very scared, but she wasn't, and the dolphins were showing me and showing her that this is a celebration. Why? Because she's here. And those are just historical facts and emotions that she kept. But now it's for her to understand, to let go of this, bring in a new paradigm, and realize here she is.
Wow. In your world, everything is possible, isn't it?
Totally.
I love it. Well, I am so glad it was possible to have you in our world today, and our worlds came together and created a beautiful thing. This has been such a pleasure.
This is fun. I love this.
Well, let's
have more babies next time.
But I was about to say we're going to be on TV, we'll figure it out. We might be able to show the baby on TV.
Sure.
So, Julian Michael, you know how to get to him. It's julianmichael.com.
No, .net.
.net, excuse
me. Net, like the net that we use in catching fish and then we let them go.
Right.
Net, yes.
So, julianmichael.net, but you can learn about him also at lifechangeswithfilippo.com, like com, as in what we use for com. Anyway, so this has been very special.
Yes.
I didn't know I was going to say that.
369,
All right.
It's a 13.
Everything's numbers to you.
Oh, sure.
Julian, thank you so much. Thank you for doing that for Kingston. Thank you for being with us today, and can't wait to do this again.
All right.
Always
thank
a
you,
pleasure.
Filippo. Blessings. All right.
To you.
Okay.
Stick around. We'll party afterwards.
Okay.
Now we have our resident luminary list provider, Stacey S.
I'm a provider.
A provider. I'm a giver.
Wow.
The giver of luminaries.
I am a giver.
The enlightener of luminaries.
I love it. Well, you know, Filippo, you light up my life.
You do.
So, that was my crystal there. So today we're going to do this a little bit differently because I actually looked up the word luminary in the dictionary, which is my favorite book, because I'm a grammar nerd, as our friend John Snow likes to say.
Okay.
So I looked up luminary, and it said, a body that gives light. And so then I thought to myself, wow, there are a lot of those out there. But then I really thought about my week this week, which was a highly illuminating week in many ways for me. And I thought, I have five bodies who give me light every day here. And it's you guys. It's Life Changes with Filippo. It's our family.
Aww.
And so normally I talk about famous people who do nice things, who like give money to other people. But I thought today I would rather just talk for a moment about each of you, because you all give me so much more than money, obviously, because you don't actually give me any money.
I can give you some right now.
It's okay. I don't want money. you all give so much to so many people in the world. So I just wanted to take a moment and honor each of you as luminaries this week.
Wow.
So, I want to start with our beloved Dorothy, who is the light in all of our hearts.
Mm.
And I could say a lot more words about Dorothy, but I think that that sums up who she is and what she represents to all of us. She is truly the light in each of our individual hearts and our collective heart here as a family. So, and then, you know, my beloved Mark Skelton, I was thinking about Mark because he's been in my life longer, physically in this dimension, longer than the rest of you. And I thought, you know, he's been giving me so much for so long. But what he really is for me, and I think for a lot of people, is kind of that light at the end of the tunnel. He's that person in your life that pulls you through difficult times with his compassion and his humor. And I think that that's a really special gift that he has. And as we've talked about, he's given the world a very special gift with Kingston.
Kingston
Reed, who I got to see on Saturday, and he's a beautiful, beautiful child. So welcome to him, and hello to the lovely Courtney. Then, my dear Filippo, there's you. And you bring light to many people in many different ways. But for me, you are... you're a mirror, I think. And you're also a rock. And what I mean by that is when I need to understand what's happening. I'm always able to call you and talk to you about that, and you're able to reflect back to me what it is I need to see out of that. And I know you do that for so many people. So that's a very special gift you have.
Thank you.
And sharing it here on the show, and hopefully someday, not hopefully, definitely, through live events, I think is going to be very, very good for you and for everybody.
Thank you. For all of us.
Then we have Jon Snow, who, you know, I had thought about what I was going to say about Jon, and then we went for this gratitude hike today.
Yes.
And I changed my mind, because on that hike, Jon brings lots of light in many ways, and he enters every place in his life in the name of love, which is, I think, something we all strive to do. And today, by sharing that very special hike with us, he gave us all a piece of himself.
Mm.
And that's a beautiful thing.
Indeed.
And my dear Mark Lejeune, I saved you for last, because this week you gave me the most precious of gifts, and I'm going to try not to cry, but you trusted me, and you let me know that I made you feel safe and loved. And there's nothing that means more to me than giving that to the people I care about.
Mm.
So you all are luminaries in my life.
Oh.
And I'm going to cry. I'm sorry. I get a little choked up. But thank you. And I just want everyone out there to know what very special people you have on this side of the show. So.
Wow. Stacy, thank you so
there
much.
You go.
It's beautiful for all of us.
Oh,
and
you're all beautiful.
I'm sure for everybody listening. And so
it's okay. Sorry.
Touched your bruise from the gratitude walk.
From the gratitude walk. Yeah, that was the hour that I put on it.
But we can't just leave it at that. We have to add you to the luminary list and say that you are a light as well. And in everything you touch it in a positive way. You approach everything in such a positive way. And, of course, there's no coincidence that your company is called Positive PR.
It's true.
And so that's what you do, and it's so great to have that industry, somebody within that industry, be focused on not only positive things, but doing them in a positive way. So thank you for sharing your light that way.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Yay, the Mutual Admiration Society is coming
to it.
Well, thank you, Stacy. Always love all the excitement that you bring. And speaking of excitement, we have our own cosmic advisor, Dorothy Donahue, who closes out the show with always some special messages. And we get some email, lots of email about her messages and how people share them with other people. So what we're going to try and do is put them up on the website more and more so people can be emailing them and forwarding them. Dorothy Lee, what do you have for us today?
Well, I want to give a great big thank you to Julian and to Stacy and to you. What a great show tonight. And thanks for sharing about Kingston, this precious little boy. He's amazing, absolutely amazing. It was an honor for me to be the first of his extended family to welcome him into this world. And my congratulations to Courtney and to Mark. And now the world knows what a bright light they have brought to the planet, thanks to Julian. And I pray that he grows up in a world filled with peace, harmony, and joy. Since today is Memorial Day, I'd like to suggest that we add something more to observing this day, now and in the future. Although my dad was a veteran of World War II, he peacefully passed away in his sleep about 2 years ago at the age of 89. I've been very blessed that none of my immediate birth family has been lost to war. In fact, no close friends have been casualties of war until recently. Therefore, I do not especially grieve for my father on this day, because it was not war that took him from us. However, I do grieve for and along with the families of the men and women who have sacrificed their lives in all the wars fought across the globe, and for the ones and their families who were collateral damage. I especially grieve for my friend, a beautiful and much-loved young man, Brandon J. Funk, who made his transition on December 26, 2008. He was a veteran of the Iraq War, and although he didn't die on the battlefield, he was a casualty of the war. Brandon was an awesome light worker, and he was only 29 years old when he took his own life because he couldn't reconcile the truth and beauty that this world has to offer with the things he was asked to do as a member of our armed forces. After his death, I read that there's been and still is an epidemic of suicide among veterans of Vietnam, Afghanistan, and the Iraq wars. Millions of families across the globe are suffering and grieving today and every day the loss of their fathers, mothers, sons, daughters, sisters, brothers, husbands and wives, and uncles, aunts, and cousins as casualties. Therefore, I ask that we begin to do things differently. I ask that we not only remember loved ones who have been lost in wars on this day, but that we take a moment to comfort the families of those who have lost their loved ones due to war, and that we also send love all across the globe to the families who have lost their loved ones as collateral damage. Let us begin to imagine a different kind of world, not only on Memorial Day, but on each and every day, until we co-create a world in which everyone lives in freedom, harmony, and joy. I know and believe that tomorrow is what we imagine, believe, think, feel, say, and do today. Therefore, I ask you that you take a few moments every day to imagine a new world where there is only peace. An easy and wonderful way to do this is either to read the words or sing the song, Imagine, by John Lennon. Since I can't sing, I will read these famous and inspiring words and pray that you will imagine along with me these things. Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us, only sky. Imagine all the people living for today. Imagine there's no countries. It isn't hard to do. Nothing to kill or die for. No religion, too. Imagine all the people living life in peace. Imagine no possessions. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger. A brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the world. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not the only one. I hope someday you'll join us. And the love, the world will live as one. See it, feel it, breathe it, and pass it on. So that Kingston and all of the others being born into this world today can co-create a world filled with peace, love, and harmony. Until next week, please choose to live from your hearts and to love yourself enough to make very conscious and elegant choices. And please know that you are loved, you are lovable, and you are loved.
Thank you, Dorothy Lee. And of course, you can learn more about Dorothy Lee at energeticalchemy.com. And you can get to energeticalchemy.com also through our website at Life Changes with Filippo. Seems that we have dedicated so much of this show to our producer, Mark Skelton, and his beautiful baby, Kingston Reed Skelton, that we need to give honor to the one who carried the baby for 9 months so lovingly, who's still in the hospital. So, Mark, since you're here, could you give a hello to the reason for the season?
Hi, babes. It's Mark. I just wanted to say I'm so proud of you, and I love you so much, and you have given birth to one of the most beautiful baby boys. I know I'm prejudiced, but I just wanted to create a record, a digital record of how grateful I am that you're in my life, and just to say how much I love you and how proud of you I am for all we've been through these last few days and the last 9 months especially. But I just want to say I love you and thank you.
Well, I'm sure that'll be really special to her as she's lying still in the hospital recovering. This has been such a special show today. We'd like to thank Kingston Reed, who took such a special part in this, and, of course, Mark Skelton as well, and Courtney. But, of course, our special guest, Julian Michael, for being on our show, and invite you to learn more about him by going to our show archives on our website and clicking on the respective links for more information. You could also hear this show again by going to our website and pass it on to other friends.
We look forward to being together with you again next week when our guest will be Alan Howarth. He's a Hollywood musical master composer of scores and special effects. He's also the founder of the RA Music System, or RAW. And you'll want to hear about this because this is has an interesting implication, like numbers did in our lives, so does music. So we'll talk about that. Remember, you can keep the conversation going during the week by visiting us and writing us on our website at www.lifechangeswithfilippo. And my name, Filippo, is spelled F-I-L-I-P-P-O. Connect with us also on our Life Changes with Filippo Facebook fan page, or for that matter, any of our Facebook personal pages. Today's show has been made possible in part by our sponsors, IonWays Water Systems, Change Your Water, Change Your Life, and Love and Miracles. To learn more about them, visit our sponsor page on our website and click on their links. I am Filippo Volta, and it has been my pleasure being of service by hosting Life Changes with Filippo today. I, along with our segment hosts, Dorothy Lee and Stacey Hess, our show producers, Mark Skelton, John Snow, and Mark Legere, and our engineer, Donald, thank you for joining us in being part of this show and being part of the change we all wish to see in the world.
You've been listening to Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here every Monday night at 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and visit us on the web at lifechangeswithfilippo.com. That's Filippo, F-I-L-I-P-P-O.com. And follow our community on Facebook at Life Changes with Filippo. Join us here next week as we graciously embrace the only constant, life changes.